on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, it's our privilege and honor, really, to provide you the content that you tune into here. And actually, two or three times today, this came up, so I'm going to mention it. And actually, our announcers, you'll probably hear more about this. A lot of folks listening to KLYT on the KLYT app. And I've heard from a handful of people. They're like, hey, is the app? Yeah, the app. For the time being, you will not find the app. It is inoperable. Essentially, we're having issues getting it updated with the current information that's available on the website. So for the time being on your device, whether it's your tablet or your phone or your desktop computer, just use a browser and go to klyt.fm and visit our mobile site. It's just the same. It'll have a play button. You can listen to the station 24/7, 356. If you've got internet connection, pretty much, I'm guessing, just about all over the globe. But the cool part about the mobile site is anytime we update information on the site, you will have that information on your phone. And we are rebuilding our website. Once that's rebuilt, the next thing is to revisit whether or not we actually launch a new app that would be able to keep you updated. So just trying to give you the best information available, and we hope that the content that you tune in for is truly a blessing to you and ultimately put you in a place where your relationship with Jesus is just that much better. So thanks for tuning in, and thanks for those who've reached out and asked about the app. Go to the mobile site at klyt.fm on your browser using your device. All right. That being said, Jennifer Santiago joins us with Reload Love. And Jennifer, thanks as always for taking the time to update us on the latest with the ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here.
Now, for those not familiar, you don't know, we don't want to make those assumptions that people tune in. They just Reload Love. Tell us about maybe, you know, the elevator story, the genesis of Reload Love, and maybe some of the work that's been going on in recent weeks and months. And then we're going to let people know about a reason to mark their calendar for a special date that's on the way.
Yes, exactly. So Reload Love, for those who are listening and have not heard who we are a ministry under Calvary that helps children impacted by terrorism. And we started this in 2014. It started with an idea of what could we do to help children in Iraq that are being impacted and harmed by terrorist
groups. Jen, that's over 10 years ago.
I know. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year in May.
Wow.
And so we take spent bullet casings, turn them into beautiful charms, and it's that whole story of the love of Jesus, the redemption story of he turns beauty. He can take beauty and turn it out. He can take ashes and turn it into beauty.
Beauty for ashes.
Exactly. And so that's what we do. The jewelry, it's an awareness piece for people, but 100% of the profit goes to help these children.
Conversation starter.
Impacted. Exactly.
Yeah. Which, by the way, reloadlove.com, anytime you can go there and get the jewelry. You've expanded a little bit in the shop there since the 10 years ago.
We have. We've expanded. We've added pieces. We've retired pieces. But every piece that has brass was taken from a spent bullet casing. And so we have a local manufacturer in town. We have some shirts product. We have some new scarves that have come out that tell a story. And it's that, again, the story of hope rises out of the ashes. And our heart is to help children impacted by terrorism. We do fundraisers throughout the year. And each year, we launched in 2014, but it was 2015 that we started this annual fundraiser around Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
And that's what we call our Love Bomb annual fundraiser. And it's 48 hours. And each year we pray, we're in contact with a variety of partners around the world, depending on what's going on. As you know, terrorism, yeah. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah.
And then in other times it can be predictable. And so we just pray and ask God who he would want us to partner with to raise the funds and resources so that they can continue to do the work that they are doing on the ground to bring relief and love and hope to these children that are caught in the crossfire.
You know, I want to make sure you know about something. One time you and I had a short conversation I believe you were raising money to bring relief to children in Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
that were in Ukraine. I think maybe they were coming from Turkey or, you know, different, you know, there was just things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right along the same time, all kinds of political stuff was happening with that in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in the last year or two. I don't know. I forget what I asked, but if people listen to this show, they know I'm involved in politics and it mm-hmm. matters to me because we should be engaged and should be representing the Lord. But I just love what you said about, you know, all that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you knew, as far as Reload Love is concerned, their concern is for the children.
That's right.
I bring that up because the same thing with the fires in L.A., there's political stuff involved there, mm-hmm. and we were just talking with Cater, and it just comes up, and people say, well, you know, I'm not, you know, look, there's people that are hurting.
Right.
That need relief
mm-hmm.
And need Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that is the primary goal
mm-hmm.
And it blesses my heart. First of all, thank you, sister, for you know, planting that. And it's like, yeah, you know what? This is the primary.
Yes.
Paul said, I delivered to you what I primarily, first of all, most importance, that which I also received, the gospel of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
And it blesses my heart to see the work that you guys are doing. And you and, you know, especially Lenny, when she gets up and talks, you know, about this, and you can share one of these stories, you're welcome to. You can just hear and feel the compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And the struggle,
mm-hmm.
And the need for us to be praying for what you guys are doing. And then, of course, financial. We've got about 3 minutes. So in addition to talking about the date that's coming up, if there's story or you know, latest work that's been going on that you want to make sure the listener knows about, I want to throw it back to you.
Sure, absolutely. And real quick, just what you said, Steve, is that is truly the heart of Reload Love and my heart as an individual, that yes, we need to be involved with the things going on in our world, our country, our state, our city, and be proactive in that. However, at the end of the day, as Jesus followers, he's called us to love him and to love others. And regardless of tribe, religion or political belief, Reload Love believes that babies and bullets don't mix.
That's right.
And the children are innocent, and they deserve to know the love of Jesus. And that truly is the drum we march to.
So tell us about Save the Date.
Yes. So Save the Date is Love Bomb Weekend that I mentioned earlier. And this year's Love Bomb Weekend is February 15th and 16th because Valentine's falls on a Friday this year. So our 48-hour virtual fundraiser, we also have an event going on at Calvary that whole weekend where yeah. the service is focused on Love Bomb. But for those that aren't here locally, you can join us at reloadlove.com February 15th and 16th. And we will be highlighting three specific projects that we are raising funds to help children that have been impacted by the war and terror that continues in northern Israel and the West Bank. And so the Lord has opened doors and opportunity with amazing partners that we have vetted that love Jesus and are truly helping these innocent children and orphans. And so mark your calendar, February 15th and 16th at reloadlove.com.
All right, reloadlove.com. Make sure you're there February 15th and 16th. As far as being a part of those services with Calvary Church, you can join us and listen to the live service Saturday nights at 6:30 or Sunday mornings at 11:30 Mountain Time, depending on where you're listening. Thanks to Jennifer Santiago and the rest of the team at Reload Love. Looking forward to that, Jennifer. And we'll have you guys back in just before it.
Yes.
Get a little more detail.
Yes.
All right. That's all coming up. And be praying in the meantime for that event. Be praying for the staff at Reload Love and the work that they are doing. Stay with us. We're going to come back. We had a chance to catch up with Matthew Ellison with 1615 Outfitters last week. Some of you missed that. Good news. We're going to hear from Matthew coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.